This is unbelievable. Ion explains some details that, for me, tells us a lot about how the 144,000 replicated double helix strands happened. Now, this is said to us before RNA drops. We don't know anything about anything on this genetic level, and Ion just throws it in and explains it. Okay, very good.
In several of the readings, you've been talking about chromosome 14, and I thought it would be important to try to get an overview of it and then put in the various pieces.
Very good. And you would like to know?
Well, chromosome 14, it's one of the 23 pairs of chromosomes.
Oh, that's not true every single time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with a hermaphrodite? How does that work? Well, if it doesn't work every single time without fail or exception, maybe it's subject to the review committee to look at it again. So the correct, easy way to say it is many times.
Mm.
That's how many pairs they've been able to link up so far. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's 23, sometimes it's 21, sometimes it's a 21 plus a half. See, it's how they begin counting the polypeptide helix runs. There's much, 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 much more than is there. That's why we stop at 14, because that's where your breakage is assemblable. That's where you can put it back together. That's where you can come in and out every single time.
They do talk about chromosome 14 seems to have a long arm that apparently makes it more susceptible to breakage. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Cool.
Everyone so far has a chromosome 14.
Yes, I see. Whereas if you start with 15 and whatnot, those are the ones that can be lost entirely.
In their science, yes. Those are perfect words. They can't really be lost. But there can be variations and striations of how the RNA applies.
So you're saying everyone has a number 1 to a number 14 chromosome?
Yes. But that is the arm as well.
Including the arm?
Well, it would include the arm, yes.
Should I ask more about number 15 to 23 right now, or?
It'll just tangle it up, because the answer isn't there. That's the standard.
Yeah.
That's the standard.
So they say there's a ring chromosome 14 syndrome caused by this arm breaks in two places and the ends fuse together. Is the ring of importance in our talk?
It most absolutely is, because it's the place that they've discovered that isn't, for them, it's an anomaly. It's the answer. We were sorry that science isn't further along that we can go head-to-head with
mm-hmm.
them. Because
mm-hmm.
you know so how much, how dearly we love and appreciate every anatomical fragment of science. How we just dearly love them and appreciate them and hold them in the highest rate of esteem.
Mm-hmm.
But without you hanging up the phone on me, I think I better proceed.
Yes, please.
All right, let's get to it. This mapping. Now, the only reason that we've broken down in chromosomal positions is because it's the only way they know how to track it. So if you have breakage, now do you want to go all the way into MS and
sinus
and all that kind of business?
Sure.
Well, that's where they lost. But that all rings, pardon the pun, back to chromosomal 14. Now we're not saying there's a problem with that. We're not saying there's one problem with any human creator in whatever place they are. But the anomalies is what science and you are trying to get the details of so that you can get way smart, way quick regarding the human genome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, just like the nomenclature, course, you're going to go into the Latin and do the binomial nomenclature. That's the division of every cellular skeletal structure that is replicated through the DNA acid, which is acid, and through the building block, which are the strands of the RNA. And they don't talk about RNA because they don't know nothing about it. If they would spend all their energy on RNA, DNA would take care of itself. But let's deal with chromosome 14, just to clean it up. Here's all that needs to happen. If you have the power, and you do, to identify in any cell chromosome 14 through the DNA strata. Now, strata is a big word, and what that means is the full component of a chromosome within a double helix. So it's not like, oh yeah, everybody's got one, so I'll just keep looking till I find mine. You've got to be able to identify chromosome 14, and they can do that. But it can't be just this heat in the wind stuff. You've got to singularly identify chromosome 14, like we said they have, and you can. Now, once you do that, then you can, from that point forward, just like the double helix of your symbology, you can open the helix and divide it again.
Without cellular reproduction?
Without cellular, it's actually happening already, but you can't see that part because you left out the most important part of how the RNA is attached and is a part of the entire DNA. You see? Nobody talks about the placenta. They're all excited about the baby.
So with the RNA being attached, now, as I know from college or whatever, RNAs, there's messenger RNA that is attached to DNA and helps it replicate. Is that the function of RNA you're talking
about?
No,
it is not. That's just the lines that hook up the telephone. Deal with the actual communication that happens on the telephone line. You see, that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
If they won't accept any other dynamic, then they find these anomalies that they can't train. Getting that part. Now, let's go back to 14, because that seems to be the thing that you keep hearing. The arm, the all-reaching arm of chromosome 14 is the point in cellular polypeptide. I don't know the word now.
It's a nucleotide.
Well, the striation wouldn't necessarily be the nucleotide, would it?
I don't know.
That's why we don't know the word. We pick any word, but what we're talking about is when you get to that place, there can be splits, breaks, dividing, divisions that happen from that point forward. And if there is a break in your strata, is that okay word, strata?
Talk
about the larger dynamic of all cellular reproduction.
A break in cellular reproduction or a break in chromosomal reproduction?
Let's say it this way. A break in the application of DNA replication. Is that softer?
Yeah.
So, we're talking about a chromosome 14 is an arm. Those are your words. We agree. What you don't say is what's the form of this arm and what's it for.
Well, researchers are saying that there are several critical genes near the end of the long Q arm of chromosome 14, and they're lost when the ring chromosome forms.
And when does that form?
Well, they're saying that that arm is, some, for some reason, is susceptible to break in two places.
Duality. understand it is a double helix, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to say double helix right here because then it just tangles things up. When we say helix, we, you know, it is a double helix.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if there's breakage in the helix, that doesn't mean that there is no reparation. That means that the arm doesn't form a ring. So they may use the word splintering. They probably don't, but that's what really happens. The splintering of the helix provides the full completion of two double helix actions. They are indeed whole, because that's what happens.
So that's actually forming an extra chromosome. Wow.
That extra chromosome, where is it located? Only in chromosome 14. How does chromosome 14 apply? It is what all building blocks come to. From the way you lay out DNA, you have the repetition of the markers. When they start replicating the markers, that's how they identify the individual chromosomal peptide, or you were saying nucleotide,
mm-hmm.
but then they don't have to be nucleotides to form a marker in a DNA strand. Doesn't matter which word, it doesn't matter. It really makes no difference. Call it cows, it doesn't make any difference. But you start having these individual markers that match an individual human being implicitly, even fraternal twins. Because they don't. Even exact twins, they can tell the difference because of where the markers start. Now, they're going to be damn close, and they most certainly could be organ donors to each other.
Now, when you say where the markers start, you mean where on chromosome 14 that little break starts occurring?
No, we were actually looking at the larger dynamic of how they read DNA.
Okay.
When you're trying to figure out who the raper is, and
okay.
the markers that they use
yeah.
to calculate what your individual DNA is. And the markers are significant, and that's great that they're getting really good at that. Now that, $8 will, you know what that'll do. But the markers are the placeholders that they can read up to and including chromosome 14. After that, they can't because of the arm, because of the ring potential, and because of the double helix duality.
Do they know about this doubling of the chromosome?
You said it. Sometimes it's a ring, sometimes there's breakage. There's a fractile displacement of the arm where it doesn't form a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Your words, not ours.
So after that, they can't read the markers. Now, why does the messing up of chromosome 14 mean they can't go on and read chromosome 15?
Because they don't understand what they're reading.
And before that, they did? Up to 14, they did?
See, up to 14, someone's DNA potentially could change.
You earlier said that from 1 to 14, they could figure it out, and then they couldn't. But now you're saying up to 14 things could change.
Well, because of the breakage and the ring and the change in chromosome 14.
You said that they could read up to 14 and then they couldn't.
That's what we mean.
But now you're implying that there's a lot of breakage and change 1 to 14.
No, dear.
Okay.
We're saying after 14.
After 14.
After 14, the DNA potentially could change. Now, all that's just plowing up the ground. Now, let's get to what it's about. 14 is the place where the memory, the rememory of an actual cell can and does, we hope you like this word, replicate and correct
It can actually do all that. So it like goes back and says, oh, there's a mistake. Oh, there's something else. And it sends out something that corrects.
It does.
It's like an eraser. It's like a...
No. It's an overmarker.
Overmarker, yeah. Like a whiteout.
Exactly, an overmarker. Because just like creation, you can't uncreate. But it can set you into a notion. Well, we don't want to break this down into where you can allow yourself to catch osteoporosis. But you can. But you obviously know you can. But that's where the marker changes, where you have good bone density, and then all of a sudden it can change to a different viscosity within the actual marrow of the bone.
No, you lost me there.
That's the reason we didn't want to go that far. But it's where these changes and anomalies take place, because otherwise, why would it normally not work its way the way it always works, unless something caused a breakage in how the DNA up to chromosome 14 always worked.
Let me just say about the osteoporosis. Are you saying like osteoporosis, maybe that's dictated by chromosome 8 and it runs into a problem and then you start getting osteoporosis and then chromosome 14 goes back and fixes it?
Can.
Is that how it works, though?
Yes.
That's exactly how it works. Okay, good.
Well, it starts in 7.
I was going to say 7. Okay.
It starts in 7, but it's finished or replicated in 8. Okay.
Right. So it starts in 7.
It completes in 8. 1 means in 7 it starts and it either becomes or doesn't. Now, don't limit it there. That's also going to include scoliosis. There's an entire strata that's involved, okay? Like the studies that they did on the cranial displacement, where the skull actually gets layers and can squeeze the brain a bit, or enlarge and the plates float about a bit in the babies. That's 7, and then it's completed in 8.
Wow.
You know, the green, what is it, the babies?
Green stick fractures.
That's exactly correct. Same way, 7, but it's completed in 8. Because you can break a little bone, but it takes a whole lot because they're limber.
So, 14, is it time now to ask how a person activates 14?
No, it's time to get that DNA in its totality is just the most simple elemental marker system for how the genome, and that would be the nucleotide, is replicated and how that nuclei is represented within and without the fracture, the ring, or the extension of the arm of chromosome 14. It's where everything can change. It's where everything can be adjusted. It's where everything, well, and what we didn't want to tell you we have, that's the answer to cancer. But you knew that, but you had to get the first part of the bigger picture because that's what people are used to. Now if you can go in and correct, readjust, realign, add a little more vanilla flavoring to the mix, you can take over from the strata of the nucleopeptide interaction any melanoma of any form.
So what you told us about H3O2 and the new ringers, is that...
That's not what it affects.
Okay, H2O and ringers affect H3O2 and ringers affect chromosome 14.
That's correct.
That's what its action is directed to.
And that's how you validate it applying into every type of OMA.
does across the blood-brain barrier, I guess.
Well, it certainly would have to.
We had to stop it there, Carolyn. What did you get from that, Ginny?
Well, I can make a comment, and that is the thing that I've heard that describes to me perfectly in my mind how our iCell or RNA drops or whatever, the cancer treatment or whatever, could wipe out cancer, because what Ion basically said was the iCell hits the chromosome 14 and basically is white out. I mean, it's just whiting out like correction fluid, any anomaly or breakage in that cell. So you don't have to have the, you know, a lot of people, when they ask, well, what if it affects cell replication, if cells are replicating, cancer, is that a problem, blah, blah, blah. But no, it's not a problem now, because it directs all of its activity to chromosome 14 and it wipes it out.
It helps the chromosome 14 do what it already does, which is split the strand within itself, within the cell. No new cell is being replicated yet. It's an action within the cell.
Even though it replicates it within the cell, it essentially then creates that effect of no problem. It fixes it right there.
He was saying that the chromosome 14 can go back and correct anything up to chromosome 14, up to chromosome 13.
Right.
The splitting, is that part of the correcting action, or is that the beginning of making something else? So it could be two functions there.
I think it's two different things. I think then he's talking about how the breakage that science says is wrong is actually the way that we continue on to our 144,000.
And they can't see this action.
No.
They don't see this very important part of chromosome 14.
Right. I guess there's something that makes it look like junk DNA right away, so they just say it's junk.
So how do you relate to Ginny's idea, the healing of a cancer?
I think that might be a different
function. The splitting, there's the splitting action, which makes more cells eventually.
It makes more
DNA strands. You get to 144,000.
And then that cell, which has 144,000, that starts splitting
and
becoming the perfect cell.
Right. So the healing action is the other part that chromosome 14 does.
It seems so.
Yeah.
But what did you say, Carolyn, about it? It like whites it out, like correction tape.
Use your metaphor of whiting out. You know how you correct typing? In the old days, you'd put a white marker over and then type over that. That's the metaphor you're using, Carolyn. You're not erasing the past. You're overlaying.
I didn't really go into that in enough detail, because what we'll have to ask in another session is, does chromosome 14 go back and white out other chromosome damage?
Yeah.
Because that seems separate from what he's saying about the split in chromosome 14 allowing the 144,000. So two different things. I don't have the details on the first thing yet.
But we did
When he said that it went through, you were talking about multiple sclerosis or something, which he said starts in chromosome 7 and then ends up in chromosome 8. Mm-hmm. That's where I thought you were talking about the whiteout action.
Yes,
it does apply to genes that are not part of chromosome 14 or chromosomes that aren't necessarily part of chromosome 14. And that's what I was talking about in terms of this whiteout action, is it sounds like it will repair up into chromosome 14. So you have two actions. You have the repairing action up into chromosome 14. And then you have the splitting action that actually occurs in chromosome 14 that will then spin off into more double helix strands.
Yeah.
So those two things, either one is uniquely powerful, but them combined is amazing.
So the whiting out is the correcting. Chromosome 14 goes back, works on number 7, whites out the problem, just erases its visuality by putting a white smudge over it and so that you don't see it, and then puts a new thing on top of it.
Yeah, but I have no idea how that is accomplished, and I did not ask that question yet.
This is all new to us. This is April 18th, 2010, and we don't even know about the RNA drops action at all, anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing has on that level has happened. We've just gotten that week, the week before the cold fusion breakthrough and the answer to cancer. Now he's explaining the chromosome 14. But I remember back in 2011, Ginny, Carol and I would be asking, and we would talk about the 144,000 and mix it up with cell replication. So when I came back and heard this, I said, oh, the cell replication happens within the cell before the cell makes itself. Perfect. It's within. You don't make 144,000. It's the double helix action inside this splitting thing that allows the 144,000 to happen. Mm-hmm. We never really had an explanation of how it happens in the cell. Mm-hmm. So we would get things mixed up, and we did not remember that this had been said, you know, a year before.
Then the new information, it seems to be, would be what comes from the RNA, because the RNA is the codifying, so to speak.
It's the catalyst. It's everything. You have that metaphor of what? You have the RNA drops enhance the magnetic quality of the RNA, which affects the chromosome 14 tuner. Remember that basic interplay?
Right. It's like when I said, well, the messenger RNA, that's supposed to kind of bring the message of what the protein molecule that the DNA is supposed to make, and then it wraps itself around the DNA, and then the protein is spun off, and Ion said it's way much more than that. So
he brings in attachment. Is it not known the RNA is attached to the DNA? You see what
he
made that point?
Oh, yeah, that's known. That's known, but he's saying there's much more information that comes with the RNA once it's been activated by the RNA drops.
So it's attached to the DNA, and then it's attached, and then it gets activated.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes through chromosome 14 to do something to the DNA. But it's already attached. It's just it goes into some action that people don't notice.
With more message than they thought going to be delivered.
It's almost like the DNA is just a passive receptacle for receiving the action of the RNA.
Mm-hmm.